Here's a thought I'll title, No Room for Your Bruised Ego. If you're involved in photography, and if you try to find an audience for your photography by getting outside of your own family and circle of friends, you are likely to have to get the approval of someone somewhere to publish your work, exhibit your work, etc. And when you're submitting your work to someone else to pass judgment on it, the greatest chances are that from time to time, if not most of the time, you're likely to be rejected. It's the nature of the business. But if you submit to a publication like Lenswork or any other publication, or you submit your work for gallery exhibition and the gallery turns you down, that goes with the territory. That's part of the process of being an artist. And I might suggest that every experience in your life has something to offer to your creative process. When you are rejected for publication or for exhibition, it might be useful to ask the question, why? You may find that it has nothing to do with the quality of your work. You may find, for example, and this comes up from time to time in Lenswork, is why I bring this up, is that someone will submit a body of work that's pretty close to something we've just recently published. Well, we're not probably going to publish another body of work that soon, and so it might get rejected, not because we think it's bad work, but because it just doesn't fit our editorial calendar. But if your ego then gets all damaged and says, you know, gee, I'm mad at Lenswork because they didn't accept my work, all that's going to do is create discouragement from you soliciting some other publication for what might be very high-quality work. A bruised ego, well, we all have it. We're all susceptible to it. It's a part of the process of being an artist. But there's nothing good that comes from a bruised ego. Much better to become resilient and just accept that as part of the process. And when that little bruised ego rears its ugly head, just tamp it down. There's no room in your art life for it. And if you allow it, it'll just get in the way of your success.